From around the world, this is the Mutual Audio Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week we begin our show on the bridge of Dr. Floyd's diamond spaceship, where Dr. Grant is currently on the phone.
All right, but it's just for the week, right? Okay, I'll send you the coordinates to transport him up. Okay, bye.
Who is that, Dr. Grant?
My aunt. Her and my uncle are going on vacation for a week, and they need me to watch my 9-year-old cousin Oliver.
What? No way, Dr. Grant. We already have our hands full with Mr. Beardy Chin.
I'm sorry, Dr. Floyd. There's no way around it. I already sent her the coordinates. He's transporting up right now.
Dagnabbit, Dr. Grant. You should always clear these things with me first.
I'm sorry.
I just hope he doesn't keep us from rehearsing for the big Saddle River talent competition.
He won't get in the way. He's a good kid.
As our heroes prepare to receive a new passenger, let's check in with that vile villain, Dr. Steve, who is also busy with preparations of his own.
What better way to humiliate Dr. Floyd than to beat the pants off him at the Saddle River talent competition? What do you mean it's a bad idea? Don't be silly. When I do my soft shoe tap dance on these homemade stilts, the judge will have no choice but to name me Saddle River's most talented resident. Well, that's true. I've never walked on stilts before, but seriously, how hard could it be? Now hand me the duct tape. I need to join these two pieces of wood together.
As Dr. Steve finds new ways to push the bounds of ignorance, let's check in with our heroes, who are currently in the practice room of their time and spaceship, rehearsing their number for the Saddle River Talent Competition.
Now remember, on the chorus I want to see big smiles, and don't forget your jazz hands.
Ooh, that's the transporter notification signal. Looks like Cousin Oliver has arrived.
Oh, great. Well, I'll just radio Ensign Temporary to go pick him up at the transporter room on his way back with our costume.
Hey, remember the first time we met Ensign Temporary?
I sure do. It was that time when we were facing all those dangers on our ship. We need to find some way to check out the galley.
You're right, Dr. Floyd. I know. Why don't we use the ship's red-shirted expendable crewman?
Red-shirted expendable crewman?
Well, every ship in every science fiction series comes standard with at least one red-shirted expendable crewman for these very situations. That way, we can have the drama of a crew member loss on the show, and yet not let it affect the main cast.
I had no idea.
Ensign Pereri, please report to the bridge. Ensign Temporary, please report to the bridge immediately.
Ensign Temporary, that's an unfortunate name. Fitting, but unfortunate.
Ensign Pereri, reporting for duty, sir.
Ensign, are you prepared to go into a dangerous situation?
Sir, yes, sir.
It's a situation you may not return from.
Sir, that is what I have been trained for, sir.
This guy's good. You'll check out the galley.
Sir, yes, sir.
Eddie, soldier. It's a shame we'll lose him someday. Yep, he's a heck of a crewman. Now let's focus, people. The competition is in 2 days.
Reporting for practice with costumes and Cousin Oliver, sir.
Thank you, Ensign.
Hey, Cousin Oliver. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Cousin Dr. Grant. Thanks for letting me stay on your ship for a week.
Don't mention it.
Yeah, don't touch anything.
Cousin Dr. Grant, why does he have such a small head?
Well, you see, when he was little, he had a really big head. And then one day, he invented a really
big... Okay, can we please get back to practicing the dance? Now let's take it from the top. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, 3, and kick, and 1, 2, and buck step, and 1, 2, 3, and...
Tim, could you please watch where you're putting those big feet of yours?
Well, if you would do the right steps and keep them out of my way, I wouldn't step on them.
You drive me so crazy sometimes, Mr. Pereri.
You're no joy yourself, Stewardess Christie.
I hate you and your stupid red shirt.
Yeah, well, I hate you and your stupid complimentary coffee, tea, and soda. I love you, Christy.
I love you too, Tim.
Oh, brother.
As relationships heat up on Dr. Floyd's ship, it is time for a very special segment with Dr. Steve and Fidget.
Fidget, can you bring me those paint cans from the hobby cabinet? As soon as I'm done sanding this last stilt, I want to put the first layer of paint on. Thank you. Now I just need to sand out this last... Ah! Oh! Fidget, we need to make a time and space jump back home. I need a doctor.
As Dr. Steve and Fidget make a time and space jump to see a doctor, let's return to the ship of Dr. Floyd, where we join the first ever wedding in the time and space tree.
Do you, Ensign Temporary, take Flight Attendant Christie to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do, sir.
And do you, Flight Attendant Christie, take Ensign Temporary to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Then by the power vested in me as captain of this time and spaceship, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Ew! Kissing is so gross!
Hush, Cousin Oliver.
Congratulations, you two. Okay, now let's get back to practicing for tomorrow's talent competition.
As Dr. Floyd and the gang get back to their rehearsals, let's check in with Dr. Steve, who is now sitting in the Saddle River Medical Center's examination room 27B.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can handle it.
I reviewed your chart, and it would appear you have a splinter.
No!
Yes, now I'm going to use a pair of tweezers here. Hold still. There we go. What a brave big boy. Here's a lollipop, and let that be a lesson to you about woodworking safety. Always wear gloves.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Just sit tight here a second, and I'll send in Nurse McGinley, and he'll give you a Band-Aid for that.
Dr. Steve is soon discharged from the medical center and sent home. Will Dr. Steve be able to beat Dr. Floyd in the Saddle River Talent Competition? Will Dr. Floyd ever get his crew to practice? And just how many more TV cliches can the writers work into these episodes? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!